In local news, Waikato District Council is continuing its investigation into last month's high test results for faecal indicator bacteria in the inlet near the museum. Following a question at this week's community board meeting, Watercare have said they're taking additional test samples from seven different locations over a three-day period, including Thursday, Friday and Saturday. The results are expected late next week and hopefully it will provide some clarification about what's happening in our waterway. The regional council is also doing weekly testing around the harbour all through summer, which will provide additional data. Also from the meeting, there were problems with the park at Whale Bay, reportedly. We still don't have confirmation that the council will continue the proposed funding of the internal bus service in the long-term plan. And Greenslade residents should keep an eye out as you're about to be consulted about the playground at your new park. In other news from the community board meeting, Soundsplash say they now have 4,000 festival goers coming direct to the site from buses run out of Hamilton and Auckland. This means we will see more buses coming through Raglan over the weekend, but a lot less cars, as half of the festival audience will now be taken directly to the site and won't be using the park and ride from the airfield. Soundsplash will be held on 19th to 21st of January this summer. And the headline acts include Kotori, Delta Heavy, K-Motion's Mallrat and Tikitane, along with 29 other announced acts, plus many more, including local lad Made Good, Meraki. In the most recent announcement, DJ Ruth Royal, who's performed all around the world, including at Glastonbury, is the latest addition to the lineup. Council has passed its new Freedom Camping bylaw with several updates for Raglan. Stewart Street will remain as a prohibited area after a suggestion that campers could stay there overnight in the draft plan. At Wainui Reserve Bushpark, they've extended the proposed prohibited area up to and including the roadside. At Papahua Domain, they've extended the prohibited area to include the car park outside the campground. And there's a new prohibited area by Aroaro Reserve on John Street following some problems with campers there a couple of summers back. And back with music, Hello Sailor is in town tonight at the Harbourview Hotel. Graham Brazier and former Raglan resident Dave McCartney are no longer with us, but Harry Lyons, when interviewed on the station, said people were still demanding they play, and indeed it looks like tickets have sold out for tonight's gig. And that is the news, that is the Raglan news for Friday the 1st of December 2023.